Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing dumper experience during no contact. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing dumper experience during no contact. So this is in reference to the no contact period, which is something that people suggest you implement if you've been dumped and want to try to get your ex back. There are many different versions of a no-contact rule that you can find online, and I believe that my version gives you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. So I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarise yourself with my version of a no-contact rule. So if you've implemented my version of a no-contact rule, then you might be wondering, what is my ex feeling right now? What is the experience of the dumper when I am using the no contact rule on them? So in today's podcast, I'm going to be giving you three ideas, three concepts, three pieces of information that I believe will help you understand what your ex, what the dumper is likely going to be experiencing when you go through no contact against them, so to speak. So if you've been dumped, you want to try to get your ex back, you implement my version of a no contact rule, here are three things that I believe that the dumper, your ex, is likely to be feeling and experiencing. So let's get straight into this. And number one is happy, but surprised by your silence. So I'm somebody who likes to give you the raw facts here on my podcast. I don't sugarcoat them. And sometimes these things can be a little bit difficult to hear, but they are likely to be true. And that is that if you've been dumped and you don't hassle your ex, you don't contact them, you don't bother them, you don't beg, plead, you don't try to reason with them, then initially your ex is likely to be feeling happy. Because if you put yourself in their position, they've made a decision, they know it's going to really cause some upset towards you and some huge disruption between you, your life as you know it, and to your ex, to them as well. So one of the things they're going to be fearing when they make this decision and when they decide to end the relationship is they're going to be worried that you are going to be trying to reason with them at best, and at worst going crazy, in essence, you know, getting very overly emotional, begging, pleading, and contacting them constantly. So if you don't do that, if you implement my version of a no contact rule, initially they will be surprised. Your ex will be surprised, but they will be feeling happy. Okay, so as I said, it's not always what we want to hear. You know, you might be thinking, well, I don't want my ex to be feeling happy. But, you know, this is the first step of it. And if you don't bother them, they will be feeling happy. But they will also be feeling surprised, because even though they don't really want you to be bothering them, subconsciously, they will be expecting you to. Okay, so that is where the surprise comes in. And even though they're feeling happy at the moment, it is an important element of trying to get your ex back, because you don't want to make things worse. You know, you don't want to make them feel even worse feelings towards you at this moment. They're obviously seeing you in a bad light at the moment, or maybe it's just for other kind of reasons where they're not necessarily seeing you in a bad light, but they just don't see you in a romantic way anymore. So they're not seeing you in a romantic sense at this moment, okay? That's the best way of describing it. So you don't want to make them feel even worse about you. You don't want them to start feeling angry and frustrated with you, because that is obviously not going to help your cause. So the fact that they're feeling happy is already starting to improve your chances of one day getting your ex back, because you are not causing an even bigger rift, okay? So they're feeling happy, but they are also feeling surprised. So at this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. The course begins with an audio call for us to speak, and then moves on to emails. For more details on this service, please click the link in the description. So now let's move on to number two, and this is the second part, the second element of what your ex, the dumper, is likely to experience if you start to use the no contact rule, and that is they will start to miss your validation. So when somebody ends a relationship, they are subconsciously or sometimes consciously seeing themselves as a higher value to you, as a higher value to their ex, the dumpee. And when somebody starts to beg and plead and reason with a dumper, what you're actually doing is you are validating their position. You're basically saying, I can't move forward with my life without you. You know, I need you in my life. I'm a better person with you in my life. All of those kind of things is validating their high value of themselves and validating your low value. So if you don't do that, if you implement my version of a no contact rule, then they are going to be going from feeling happy but surprised to starting to miss your validation, because subconsciously they're going to want to feel validated that they are the higher being, they are the higher person in the situation, and they are valuable, and they are somebody who is needed for somebody else to have a successful and fulfilled life. And once they realize that you're not contacting them and you're just moving on without them, they're going to start wondering, they're going to start thinking, okay, you know, I'm starting to really miss this validation, and it's starting to make me feel a little bit uneasy about my own position. So then now let's move into point number three and the final part of this particular podcast of how I believe that most dumpers will start to feel if you implement the no contact rule on them. And that is that they will begin to question their decision. So if they've ended the relationship and it was their decision, you've implemented my version of a no contact rule, this has initially made them happy, then they started to feel a bit surprised by the silence, then they started to really miss your validation, because in particular, if they have started to realise that the grass is not always greener, if they've started to realise that the person that they may have started dating was just a rebound and it's already ended, if they've started to understand that single life isn't as easy as maybe they thought it would be, then when all of this comes together and they're missing your validation of them and they're feeling surprised they haven't heard from you, they are going to start questioning their decision. They're going to start thinking, well, was it really that bad being in a relationship with that person? Was it really the right decision for me to have ended that relationship? And this is the moment where, depending what the situation was leading up to this, is whether they will reach out to you or not. So unfortunately, there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. There is no magic spell. There is no paint by numbers advice that always works. So all we can do is increase our chances of trying to get our ex back. And the way you do that is to implement what I've described today, as well as all of the other things in my other podcasts. That's why I suggest you subscribe so you can check them out and learn more about my theories. But when it gets to the stage where they're questioning their decision, if you've done everything right, that is when they will reach out to you, okay? It could be days, weeks, months, a year. It might never happen. But it will only happen if they have reached the level of them really starting to miss you and really starting to feel regret, and your value in their eyes has risen to a certain level where they are now intrigued and starting to feel romantic attraction towards you again. because if they don't hit that level, then they won't reach out. And the easiest way to make sure they don't reach that level is to annoy them, is to pester them, is to cause them problems. And that is why you shouldn't do that. If you've been dumped, you need to stay as emotionally stable as possible. You, of course, want to be putting your ideas across and asking them why and, you know, trying to stay stable-minded but putting your viewpoints into their mindset. So, you know, you're getting across, you're saying to them, I don't want this relationship to end. You know, what can we do? But make sure you're staying stable-minded. And if they insist the relationship is over, you need to say to them, okay, look, I'm not happy about this, but I respect your decision. If you ever change your mind, then just get in touch. Or similarly, I think an even better phrase that I've started to consider a bit more is saying, if you ever want to talk, just get in touch. Okay, if you ever want to chat, get in touch. I sometimes think if you say, if you ever change your mind, that sometimes adds a little bit of extra pressure. So in trying to give you every little extra percent chance of getting your ex back, I try to always make sure I'm looking at new ways to improve my theories. And I do think you probably stand a tiny, tiny extra percentage of chance if you actually say, if you ever want to chat again, then please get back in touch. That is where I'm at now in my current mindset with it. But if you do that, if you do all of the right things, then you will stand a great chance of one day hearing from your ex again. Because when they start to question their decision, if they realise that you respected what they said, then you will have already started to build in their mind as somebody who is respectful and somebody who is of higher value because you don't sound desperate. So it's important you always try to push forward with your life and make sure that you are respectful to your ex, even if they have broken your heart. Being emotionally unstable will not improve your chances. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I hope this gives you a new kind of mindset of what you need to be trying to do to get your ex back. There is no 100% guaranteed way of how to do it, but you can increase your chances. Make sure you have a great weekend, and I will drop another podcast soon. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get them back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.